In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor catches us up on spring bird migration.
People who pay attention to the weather understand that knowing the average temperature for May 17th doesn't tell you what the actual high temperature tomorrow will be. In the same way, people who pay attention to the migrations of birds understand that knowing the average date of arrival for Baltimore Orioles in Champaign doesn't tell you which day they're actually going to get here. Much of the pleasure of birding derives from learning the general patterns of bird behavior and observing the variations on those patterns that occur over the course of time. No birds that occupy east-central Illinois are more reliable in the timing of their migration than chimney swifts. In spring, they arrive here from South America within a few days of April 15th, like clockwork, year after year after year. They then depart almost exactly 6 months later, in the middle of October. You can see them in the sky throughout the day now. Chimney swifts are recognized by their quick, acrobatic manner of flight, their stubby, dark, cigar-shaped bodies, and tapering, swept-back wings. Other birds have completely ignored the migration schedule this spring. Two species that typically occupy east-central Illinois only during the winter, pine siskins and red-breasted nuthatches, are still being observed here regularly. Will they come to their senses and head for the northern forest to breed? For now, nobody knows. The oddest local stopover so far this spring was a common loon that spent nearly 5 days in the retention pond in front of Menards in Champaign. It's not that migrating loons are unusual in Illinois. They're regularly seen on larger bodies of water. What was unusual was that the Menards loon landed on such a small pond. Loons typically stop on larger lakes because they need up to a quarter mile of water surface for a runway to get airborne. Fortunately, a strong headwind enabled our wayward loon to get back into the air and resume its trek north. The flooded agricultural fields that have hampered local farmers this spring have benefited migrating shorebirds and bird watchers. One day in late April, birders discovered thousands of pectoral sandpipers in fields southwest of town. Think of it. These are birds that winter in South America and then go all the way to the Arctic to breed, and thousands of them spent a day or more feeding in Champaign County. For many birders, no aspect of spring migration compares to the waves of warblers passing through. More than 30 species of these most colorful birds can be observed here. Ironically, the highly fragmented nature of the central Illinois landscape makes for great warbler watching. Warblers need trees to feed in, so when they stop over in our part of the world, they're concentrated in urban areas and the isolated woodlands that remain here. Many warblers feed on insects in the crowns of mature trees and flit from spot to spot quickly, so it's best to start warbler watching with an experienced guide. One way you could do this is to take advantage of the two remaining Sunday morning bird walks led by members of the Champaign County Audubon Society. These walks start from the Anita Purvis Nature Center at 7:30. Further details are available through the website of the Champaign County Audubon Society.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.